To volunteer, or if you are in need of services, please visit us at www.cagcny.org or dial 943-9205.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee.
Hi, this is Phyllis Segura, host of Eating It in the Hudson Valley, a monthly program about anything food-related, like farmers, recipes, local products, and permaculture. I'll feature interviews, my monthly food report, and more. Tune in on the second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3 in the afternoon on WGXC 90.7 FM or online at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin, and we'll get right into some geek speak. Grumble, grumble, I prefer Disney Play, grumble, grumble. But the actual name of the Disney SVOD service is Disney Plus. THR broke down CEO Iger's call to investors. The site will include 5 sub-sites dedicated to Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar, Nat Geo, and Plain Disney. This call also included announcement of an untitled Rogue One prequel series, with Diego Luna reprising his role as Cassian Andor and bringing a more espionage tone to the faraway galaxy. Variety also added a Falcon and Winter Soldier team-up miniseries to the list that already includes Loki and a possibly Vision inclusive Scarlet Witch. For Pixar, an unnamed Monsters, Inc. series and the female-oriented animator series Ink and Paint, a.k.a. Please Forgive Our Little Grabby CEO, have been confirmed. Some rumor and a lot of speculation has it the plan for the main X-Men franchise is a rest while the Deadpool subverse continues on, with an experiment slash Ryan Reynolds prank the studio decided to take seriously as the next stop. December 12th, we'll see Once Upon a Deadpool, the PG-13 re-edit of Deadpool 2, now framed with a sequence parodying The Princess Bride, complete with Fred Savage sick at home. A small percentage of ticket sales will go to a cancer charity. Over on the DC side of the street, Ewan McGregor is going back to the dark side. Is going to the dark side for Birds of Prey as parent-killing failed businessman turned Black Mask crime lord Black Mask. DC Universe's Swamp Thing has firmed up its cast, with Swampy himself doubly cast. Here announced Andy Bean will betray human form Alec Holland and stunt veteran Derek Mears and the Guardian of the Green form. Well, Patton will betray villain Avery Sunderland, with Virginia Madsen opposite as new character and wife Maria. Kevin Duran, who betrayed Blob in that Wolverine movie we all pretend didn't happen, will, by default of this not being Batman and Robin, betray a much more accurate Jason Woodrow, a.k.a. the Pharaonic Man. Fingers crossed for a direct adaptation of Alan Moore's Autopsy issue. And finally, Riverdale's Henderson Wade will betray federal agent slash future Sandman sidekick Matt Cable. Just saying, the success of this service, for all its faults and unnecessity, may be our best chance for at least an adequate Sandman adaptation, folks. Hey, maybe Levitt's still up to at least play Morpheus. Based off buzz for next year's Good Omens adaptation, THR reports Neil Gaiman has expanded his exclusive deal to Amazon. Kind of correcting their report myself, to be honest, as while it was called a transfer from Fremantle, only a few days later, Deadline announced Gaiman's working with Fremantle on a new adaptation of Gormenghaus alongside the Inhuman creator Toby Whitehouse. Gaiman's more meta contemporary is also continuing his dip into live serials. Variety reporting the success of Sci-Fi's Happy adaptation has led to Grant Morrison signing a deal with Universal Cable Productions that will naturally include The One That Got Away, because the rip-off Matrix into the theaters first, a plan for 2020 adaptation of The Invisibles. And Morrison has also joined the development team for the new Brave New World adaptation. Over to the exploitation of the work of the grumpy old wizard of 80s Brit comics legends. Slash Film claims that Jeremy Irons' role in HBO's Watchmen is none other than the architect of the world's salvation and New York's doom, Adrian Ozymandias Veidt, as well as saying that Jean Smart will betray a federal agent. And leaping and bounding across the Pacific, Heat Vision announced Legendary has picked up rights to develop an American version of hit manga slash anime My Hero Academia about a normal young fanboy swept up into the cape and type sets in a world where most of the world population has superpowers. So, now we'll start our first set. Here is British Lions with, what is it again? International Heroes. So I started off with British Lines, International Heroes, and you just heard Solomon Grundy with Out There. Now for the No Offense to Fans, But If Anyone Still Cares department. Deadline announced Disney has brought in Deadpool and Zombieland writers Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick to figure out a new direction for, or if all else fails, a reverse course for Pirates of the Caribbean. And meanwhile, BBC News claims they've seen documentation revealing the tentative titles for Yes, There Will Be Four Avatar sequels, though they could also include tie-in projects. But if true, then they are The Way of Water, The Seed Bearer, The Tolkien Rider, and The Quest for Iwa. Flipping towards animation news, Despicable Me mastermind Chris Meledandri has been charged by Universal to find fresh new paths for Shrek and Puss in Boots following parent company Comcast's purchase of DreamWorks. He immediately said one thing that isn't planned is to change the cast, with Myers, Murphy, and Banderas all eyed to return. Cameron Diaz is reportedly semi-retired. Finally, for the kind of don't actually care, but still complaining because we're all hypocrites in some way, Al Jean took to Twitter to say that Castlevania producer Adi Shankar, quote, does not speak for The Simpsons, unquote, regarding the latter's claims the show intends to phase out Al Pooh due to the recent controversies. Back in the still care for me pile, though I haven't finished it, THR reports Netflix has given a 2-season renewal to Groening's fantasy satire Disenchantment. Netflix is also looking to the current generation of animated prodigies. Deadline reporting they signed a development deal with Gravity Falls creator Alex Hirsch to develop series and films, albeit aimed straight at an adult audience instead of loading some mega nightmare fuel and mind fudgery into a kids show. And after 30 years, the 13th ghost will finally be busted, I mean unmasked. Collider broke that next February we'll see the home release of Scooby-Doo and the Curse of the 13th Ghost. Finishing up the plot for one of the meddling kids' naders, the waste of a good premise and guest star, 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, which featured Vincent Price as sorcerer Vincent Van Gool. Maurice LaMarche will continue his excellent stepping in for the legend that began with franchise High Point Mystery Incorporated. Variety reports Warner Brothers has greenlit and scheduled the first in efforts to exploit the Looney Tunes and Hanna-Barbera portions of their holdings. Before LeBron, Space Jams, and Scooby gets chased through halls on the big screen again, Ride Along director Tim Story will go the mixed live/animated route for the Masters of the Disastrous Chase, Tom and Jerry. Mixing the streams of franchise and medium segments, Deadline reports CBS All Access has brought in Rick and Morty head writer Mike McCann to explore the lower decks of your average Federation starship in the first animated Trek series in almost 50 years. Now, here are the shaman with Ebenezer Good.
A great philosopher once wrote,
"Naughty, naughty, very naughty."
His friends call him Easer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe by the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. And very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Easer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's ever needs a good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Easer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shout the name of Easer. He's crunched in the corner laughing by the base bin.
Lovely. scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride, and is it by design? The body ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as it gets mellow, then it's smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides you to your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure, but go easy on all these, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The pipe starts rocking, the people get excited. It's time to shout loud.
Took her to the the movies and bought a tree. Went to my house and made the bed squeak. Yeah, that Judy put up a fight, but I won with the ex cause I rolled that night. Just when things start to feel good, we rolled a little fast and we broke the wood. My dad got up cause he heard some knocking. Thought it was a crook, me and Judy was rocking. Came to my room, opened up the door. Son, what you doing? Play tic-tac-toe. X and O. It's like yes and no. Tic-tac-toe.
Okay, that set started off with the Shaman, Ebenezer Good, and then came a one-hit wonder even I had forgotten about, maybe even ever heard, Kuiper with Tic-Tac-Toe. Now, shooting down the theory that that the ending was all in Walt's head, the Albuquerque Journal broke, and the Hollywood Trades confirmed that a Breaking Bad sequel film is in development, and slash film further followed up with that it'll pick up the story of Aaron Paul as Jesse following the horrific events of the final season. Minutes after Rick Grimes flew off into the sunset on Walking Dead, Talking Dead announced his story will also continue in telefilm form. Entertainment Weekly told the initial plan is a trilogy. Penny Dreadful will also live on as Showtime announced work has begun on sequel series Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. Jumping forward to 1938, Los Angeles, and mixing some more social commentary into its horror cornerstones revisionism. When you play the Game of Thrones, you will die in 7 days. Deadline announced Naomi Watts will play a lead role in the Game of Thrones prequel, the only character description provided being charismatic socialite with a dark secret, which, given the setting, doesn't really narrow down any ideas as to that secret. Though I do love the Lan the Clever was a woman theory, and Blonde Watts would make a good Lannister ancestor. Andy Muschietti will move on from Eldritch Horror Clowns to World Destroying Giants and maybe A Trip Through Time. Variety reports he will helm for Warner Brothers an American remake of the Japanese live-action adaptation of Post-Apocalyptic Humanity versus Carnivorous Alien Giants manga Attack on Titan. And then Deadline added he will has written a script for and might also direct a new version of H.G. Wells' Time Machine. After he finishes filming a mega-budget round of Dungeons & Dragons, Lego Batman director Chris McKay will follow in Richard Donner and Robert Rodriguez's shoes in attempting to bring the Saturday morning pulp of Johnny Quest to the big screen. Speaking of pulp, Deadline announced that Overlord director Julius Avery will help Flash save every one of us. Fox has signed him on to write and direct another go at Flash Gordon. And getting its first go at theaters will be Mega Man, as Capcom announced Paranormal Activity vets Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman will write and direct a live-action adventure for Fox. Now it's almost 11:30 here, WGXC. You're listening to Forgotten Geek. Here is Paul Revere and the Raiders with Do Unto Others.
It's time that we do.
Okay, that set started with Paul Revere and the Raiders, Do Unto Others, and then Billy Paul with Am I Black Enough For You? Now here's Midnight Oil with Short Memory.
Short memory. Plantation in Virginia. The Raj in British India. The deadline in South Africa. Short memory. The story of El Salvador. The silence of Hiroshima. Destruction of Cambodia. Short memory.
The block. rocks that descend upon me from up above. They come down and I spin them around till they fit in the ground like hand in glove. Sometimes it seems that to move blocks is fine and the lines will be formed as they fall. Then I see that I have misjudged it. I should not have nudged it after all. Can I have a long one, please? Why must these infernal blocks tease? I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue to fall from up above. Come, must go white, let the workers unite, a collective regime of peace and love. I work so hard in arranging the blocks, but the landlord and taxman bleed me dry. But the workers will rise, we will not compromise, for we know that the old regime must die. Long live. Now belongs to the state, a collective regime of peace and love. I have no choice in arranging the blocks, and the Bolshevik rule, what they say goes. The rule of the game is we all are the same, and my blocks must create unbroken rows. Long live Stalin, he loves you. Sing these words, or you know what he'll do. And the man who arranges the blocks that are made by the men in Kazakhstan. They come 2 weeks late and they don't tessellate, but we're working to Stalin's 5-year plan. I am the man who arranges the tanks that will make all the Nazis keep away. The Führer is dead and Europe is red. Let us point all our guns at the USA. We shall live forever. We are sending our men to outer space. I work so hard in arranging the blocks, but each night I go home to my wife in tears. What's the point of it all when you're building a wall and in front of your eyes it disappears? Pointless work for pointless pay. This is one game I shall not play. I am the man who arranges the blocks. But tomorrow, I think I'll stay in bed. The winter is cold. I've got plenty of gold. And I'm standing in line for a loaf of bread. Maybe we'd be better off if we brought down Gorbachev. I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue to fall from up above. The markets are free, so much money for me. Tell me, why should I care for peace and love? The markets are free, so much money for me. Tell me, why should I care for peace and love? Peace and love, peace and love. And now the wall is down, the Marxist frown, there's foreign shops all over town. When in Red Square, well, don't despair, there's Levi's and McDonald's there. The US gave us crystal meth, and Yeltsin drank himself to death. But now that Putin's put the boot in, who'll get in our way? So we reject free enterprise, and once again the left will rise.
Was Donald Newholm with The Complete History of the Soviet Union, arranged to the melody of Tetris. Before that was Midnight Oil, Short Memory, and I don't want, my memory can sometimes, not really memory, just need to, you know, if I, you know, if this had happened a couple days ago, I would have done something special, but yeah, this is morning, Stan Lee passed away, so rest in peace to the man, and the show must go on, and here is Billy Idol with Shock to the System.
Revolution. desire. Jesus blessed me with its future, and I protect it with fire. So raise your fist and march around. Don't dare take what you need. I jail and bury those committed and smother the rest in greed. Crawl with me into tomorrow. I'll drag you to your grave. I'll keep inside your children. Don't betray you in my name. Hey!
Chumbawamba with Revolution, Liberation, Stagnation. And then before that was Brass Against and Sophie Urista covering Sleep Now in the Fire. And started off that set with Billy Idol and Shock to the System. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with a live performance show focused on, with a show focused on live performances, and as such I'll be going out with, from 1995, David Bowie and Nine Inch Nails, Look Back in Anger. Have a good afternoon.